Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are talking today to Lee Ray, Chief of Staff at Tennessee Tech University. Lee, I've known you a long time. Thank you for being part of the program today.
Bob, I'm happy to do it. Always happy to talk to our people out there, all the listeners in the Upper Cumberland.
And we've got a lot to talk about. It's early in a new school year, so talk about how the fall launch has gone out at Tech.
Sure. Well, first I have to say fall is my favorite time of year. Back to school, the leaves, and football. So I've always just attached myself to the fall. So I love the fact that we've had good fall weather.
Absolutely. And it's fun to watch students walking around the quad and beginning to find their way around
campus. Makes you, it's like, you know, you take a break or you go outside or you're going from a meeting in one building to another and you're just like, how could anybody not appreciate working here? You know, that you're able to take in that scenery and that setting and see the excitement of students and, you know, on the everyone you see, you know, they're on the path to the future in their lives. And so it's just, I think it's an exciting place to work and a place to be. And yes, fall is the best time to me to be there. So it's been great kickoff. We're in school a few weeks now. So everything looking good around campus. Of course, a lot of changes going on as well, but that always happens. So, so what exactly, what do you want me to talk about? I'd love to
talk about
anything
about enrollment,
first. So we'll start with enrollment. So we are, I don't have the final numbers in front of me, but we are at one of our largest classes in the last few years. I think the largest in 4 or 5 years. We are up about 150 students over last year. So that's a good sign. We kind of peaked a couple of years ago before Tennessee Promise. And then, of course, a lot of freshmen, incoming freshmen, begin to go to community college.
Sure.
So that impacted all the four-year universities to some extent. So we've actually bounced back from that. And even though Tennessee Promise is still going strong, I think that for some students, a four-year choice is still the best, four-year school is still the best choice to make. And, you know, for a lot of those students out there who see this as, oh, it's a free opportunity to go to college at a community college, you know, go ahead and put your FAFSA through, let me say to parents, put the financial aid applications in for Tennessee Tech, because sometimes it's not going to cost you much more or any more than it would cost
to
go to community college, depending on your financial aid package.
Yeah, so that FAFSA is really important.
Yes.
And for our parents that have seniors and juniors in high school right now, it's the time of year where they need to be thinking about FAFSAs.
It is. And there's people that help you at Tennessee Tech. Of course, your own high school guidance counselors are happy to help you. But it's a tough form for anybody to fill out. So no matter how smart you may be.
It's the federal government at work, isn't
it? Yes. We need to simplify that if anybody's listening.
I think it's we also should remind parents this is the time of year to get your high school senior and junior excited about a campus visit or two. Hopefully you've already had some, but go look at some of these places that they're talking about the possibility of going.
Yes, and of course, we want you to come visit Tennessee Tech, and you can do that by going to our website, tntech.edu. There's a visit link on every page, or at least I believe every page, that you can click and will take you to the form you need to fill out to register for a visit. But we see students all year long. You get to come for a half a day visit to the campus and tour and learn what you need to learn and meet with faculty and see the facilities, the residence halls, and everything, and people will answer your questions. Of course, we have a great new visitor center over in Jerry Whitson Hall, which once upon a time was the library. So that's a great new facility where all the enrollment management folks are. So that's where you start your tour. But yes, go to the website, tntech.edu, and click visit, and it'll tell you exactly what to do to get to Tennessee Tech.
And that's a great chance for that young woman or young man to begin to think about whether they fit a particular campus or not.
Exactly. I mean, if you're looking at going or have a student who's going, you know, check out all the universities that you have a chance to do or community colleges that you have a chance to do that to. We think you'll always come back to Tennessee Tech, but know for sure what you want to do. So look at all those opportunities. Most everybody operates tour schedules the way we do, so it's easy to get in, but you do need to plan ahead. You can't just necessarily go any day. I mean, you can visit any day you want to, but as far as an order organized tour, you do need to get that scheduled.
And those organized tours are important. You get a great deal more out of your visit.
Yes, and then you have somebody there with you to answer all your questions.
You do. And then you become a freshman. And I know this year's freshman class is one of the largest in recent history.
It is. We're right around 1,900 students. So I think the biggest we've ever had was just a little bit over 2,000. So we're in the ballpark. But yes, we're excited about these freshmen from all over the state of Tennessee, almost every county, and of course from out of state as well. So average ACT is right up there where it's always been at a 24, just above a 24. Well, it's higher than it's been at some point in time, but where we were last year. So we're excited about the fall. We're excited about this new freshman class. Of course, they come, they have they spend time with the week of welcome and do all the cool stuff. That's a few weeks past us now. But that kicks off the semester to get them involved and get them connected. And that's one thing I'd really like to say to families in the Upper Cumberland, because sometimes your students may think, well, that's just down the road. I'm just going to commute and go to campus and go to class and then not get involved. But it is so important, as you know, Bob, to be a part of the university, even if you are a commuter from your parents' home, to connect to people on campus, be it fraternity, sorority, religious group, athletic team, an organization within your academic major, whatever it is, get connected to people. Help your student get connected to people so that they have a better experience and they have that support group. Their odds of graduating from college are much, much greater than they are if they do not.
And their grades are better.
And their grades are better. And people may be shocked to learn, but people who live in the residence halls actually have higher grades than students who do not. So another little push there for our residence halls.
Well, we're talking to Lee Ray, the chief of staff at Tennessee Tech University. And Lee, we're talking about retention. Helping that student stay involved, helping them stay on campus. And we always used to say, you keep them the first day, and then you keep them the first week, and then you try to keep them the first month, and then they're going to be a Tech student for life. But the key is getting involved with some group, as you said.
It is. And even if that's just, like I said, a group, and even if it's just an informal group of friends that you become attached to, or your friends from your hometown that when you guys come to campus, you hang out together, just get involved and get connected. It's so important to do that, to make your experience everything it can be and to learn what you need to learn about life and studying and academics and whatever career it is you're going to go out there and be in.
You mentioned the freshmen, and I remember standing on the steps of Derryberry Hall looking out at the freshmen walking across the quad, and the person I was with, we were commenting and saying, okay, now can you pick out which one is going to be an astronaut and which one is going to be chief executive of her company? And you can't. You don't know what those freshmen have and what their potential is.
No, and that's what's so cool about working at a university is you are exposed and become mentors to people who have their whole worlds in front of them, and you're really able to impact. Our faculty have so much impact, as well as our staff, on the lives of these students and making sure they're taken care of, making sure they get the resources they need to go on and have great careers, be it as a CEO or an astronaut, a professional athlete,
school teacher,
a nurse, a doctor, a school teacher, and as leaders in their communities. You know, that's one thing Tech does so well is create leaders for our local communities and communities across the state of Tennessee to make sure that people who are the mayors or the councilmen, councilwomen, our state legislators, people who work in state government, people who are the Rotary president, people who, you know, coach your child's soccer team. These are people who are Tennessee Tech alumni who learn their leadership skills, learn their academic skills, learned character skills here at Tennessee Tech. And they go back there and they just make a difference in this state. And it makes me proud to think of being a part of things like that. And it's fortunate for the Upper Cumberland that Tennessee Tech is in this region.
I agree. Tech has always had a special place in its mission for the Upper Cumberland. And as you said, these character building and community building things are an important part of a college degree. Not even what you major in. Sometimes it's just you're going to be a better person because you've gone to college.
Exactly. And some of our students do service work, service hours. We have service learning as an option, and just the organizations they participate in reach out through so much through charitable organizations. Hours, I'm sure if you're listening, they've probably helped your civic group or your church. Fall Fun Fest, any event that's going on in this community, people are helping with the Christmas activities. You know, those are Tennessee Tech students out there volunteering their time and hours to
and volunteering
make a difference.
In many of the schools in our region, all across the all the counties of the Upper Cumberland.
Yes. So. Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, Tech. Just you say the word Tech, and you think engineering, and you think technological. But talk about the kind of majors that are there. Engineering is a flagship and is a major part of the campus, but there are many other programs too. Well,
certainly, engineering has long been a leader at Tennessee Tech, a leader in this state and in this region with the academic programs in our College of Engineering. But we do have eight academic colleges, if I'm counting correctly. So we have agriculture and human ecology, just like what it sounds. So we offer programs in both of those areas. In arts and sciences, which would be history, social sciences, sociology, English, foreign languages, biology, chemistry, those traditional areas. College of Business, you're very familiar with that, of course, which just like it sounds. And these days, being an entrepreneur is a big part of what a lot of students want to do. So the College of Business does that very well. We have, I have them through my head, education, teachers. We need more and more teachers, good teachers out there in our communities. And so especially secondary ed, let me be a big push for secondary ed is really where there's a big need for teachers. So encourage anybody you can to want to go to college and be a teacher. That's
very important.
And
there's a big need for nurses.
And a big need for nurses. We mentioned the College of Engineering, which of course includes computer science, which is one of the biggest majors on campus. Mechanical engineering is the biggest at the moment, but computer science is big, which includes cybersecurity. That's a hot field these
days.
And
that program really had a big impact on getting a new company to move to Cookeville.
Yes, SAIC. Yes, that department, particularly Jerry Gannad, who's the department chair, did a great job in helping recruit that company to come here to Cookeville. President Oldham was involved, the chamber, people like you who are volunteers in this area, helped get SAIC here. That's high-paying jobs. Right now, I think they're at about 100 employees, but hope to build to 300. They're located in the old region. Well, I guess it's still the region shares that building with them located downtown. Fine Arts, our newest academic area, which is music and art. Sometimes people don't realize the programs we have in those areas, which includes the Craft Center.
We have an outstanding internationally known Craft Center here at the university.
Yes, those are professional artists or learning to be professional artists down there. Great. The things they produce are just beautiful, wonderful, great works of art. Did I get everybody? You think I did?
I think you've
And we said nursing. Yes,
yep.
And we said nursing. So I think we got all, and of course, the College of Graduate Studies.
And we're going to come back and talk about that. This is Local Matters. We're talking with Lee Ray, the Chief of Staff at Tennessee Tech University. And we've been talking about the various colleges, but we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about graduate school. Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Lee Ray, the Chief of Staff at Tennessee Tech. And Lee, we talked about undergrad programs, but let's talk a little bit about the graduate programs at Tech. And some folks don't understand that Tech offers doctoral programs. So there is a pretty wide range of graduate study available at the university, too.
There certainly is. Of course, we offer master's degrees in a number of different fields. Long have served the education community here by providing students master's degree, teachers their master's degrees or education specialist degrees. But we also offer PhD degrees in engineering, education,
environmental sciences.
Yes. Yep. And so we're looking at some more additional PhD programs that we hope to add within the next year, less time than that, hopefully. So the PhD program has grown a lot since, I mean, you were there and helped get a lot of this going under your tenure as president so that we would build up our PhD programs. Of course, we've now raised our Carnegie classification, which most people don't know what that means. But it all reflects on the amount of research you do and the amount of PhDs that you produce annually, but can help draw and attract more additional research dollars. And the important thing about that is not only does it help your professors, faculty do the research and make a difference in communities, but it helps teach the next generation of researchers how to do that because they'll work not only with PhD students, but oftentimes with undergraduate students in doing research that's needed, be that research on cancer, be that how to build artificial limbs, or if it's something in the area of education. But that's key to get that money to help be a part of that so that our students are learning about the future.
It is, and the PhD graduates go on to teach and be administrators in universities all over the world. We have a president of a university in Japan who got his PhD here at TAC. There are just many examples, but one of the ones that I always thought was that folks didn't think too much about was at Jack Daniel's Distillery. The
yes.
chief distiller, the master distiller, has a PhD in environmental studies or environmental science, a lot of chemistry and
yes.
biology in his background.
Yep. So we're excited about the future for more PhD programs and growing the ones we already have. We're graduating right now around 20 to 25 PhDs a year, so we want that to grow. And like I said, be looking for some more PhD programs to come down the road to serve the Upper Cumberland and to serve the state of Tennessee.
Well, and that's going to be great. It is the College of Nursing participates in a joint program
yes.
with East Tennessee State.
We don't want to leave that one out.
Yeah, don't, because that's important for nursing administrators
yes.
All over the area. It's an important part of what Tennessee Tech does. Tech is always going to be an undergraduate predominant institution, but those graduate programs attract a stronger faculty and attract, as you say, research and a lot of other things that make the university truly a university. We'll talk a little bit about some of the other things that happen at Tech routinely, sports programs.
Well, we are Division I university, so that means you're competing at the top level. Now, within football, there's two subdivisions, and we are in the championship subdivision category.
FCS.
Your SEC schools are in your bowl subdivision, yeah. probably more than most people want to know. But we do compete at the Division I level. We have 14 varsity sports. So right now, we're in football, men's and women's cross country. We got soccer. We got volleyball. And, of course, men's and women's basketball are just around the corner, as well as indoor track and field for the women.
So it's an exciting time, and our listeners most understand this, but these young men and women that play these sports are student athletes. They're students first.
So they are student athletes, and let me say we're very proud of our athlete students at Tennessee Tech, our student athletes. They have a higher graduation rate than the full student body. It's over 70%. Their GPA is above a 3.0 right now.
And they're not majoring in...
And so we don't have easy majors at Tennessee
right.
Tech. These are students, so when you're out there cheering them on, I mean, realize you're cheering for people who are strong academically, people who probably won't go play professional sports, but will go on and be, like we spoke of earlier, leaders in their communities and leaders in their businesses.
We have a former football player who was commander of the International Space Station.
Yes, Barry Wilmore. Butch Wilmore, still, he's not a member of our Board of Trustees, which we may get to in a
we
minute.
Will.
But yes, Barry's a great guy. He played football at Tennessee Tech. He received this calendar year, the highest award the NCAA gives, which is the Theodore Roosevelt Award. And that award is only given once a year to one person, not even necessarily one person every year. And it's only been given for, I want to say, back into the 40s maybe, but 50s, mm-hmm. 60s. So there's not many people that have gotten this. And you're talking about people who were Ronald Reagan. You're talking about anybody he's played, Gerald Ford. I'm trying to think of people.
He's in pretty tall cotton. He's in with some.
Whizzer White, Supreme Court Justice.
Yes.
So people who have reached the top of their profession that you're aware of and know. So, I mean, these are the top 50 or 60 leaders of this last century. Yeah. That are the people who've received this award. So for someone from Tennessee Tech to get that award is very big.
And Butch always said he came to Tech to study engineering. So he's an electrical engineer by training, but he also wanted to play football wherever he went. And he would not have come to Tech, I don't believe,
no.
the way he says it, without having the chance to be
a
linebacker on the football team.
He wanted to
too.
Be a part of a team, and he'll tell you the value that brought him, learning to be a part of a team and to go through the ups and the downs that you go through and the friends he's made for a lifetime. And so he is a great spokesperson for Tennessee Tech. You know, when he was up in space in the the commands, whatever that's called, where they floated around in the space station.
Space shuttle before
he had all his Tennessee Tech stuff with him, you know, and that one day he had everybody wearing Tennessee Tech gear. So
he taught a science lesson.
He taught a science lesson.
In fact, two students here at Tech from space.
So he is, like so many of our alumni, committed to this university. But yes, he's a student athlete. Right now, of course, we have to brag on our baseball student athletes who, of course, went all the way to the Super Regional, ended up the season ranked 11th in the country. And that is Division I people. So, you know, they were ahead of most of the SEC schools, as a matter of fact. And I know you've traveled with the team, so you know how it is. It just makes you proud. I mean, when we were in Austin, Texas, I mean, people were just like, your kids are great. I mean, you know, like, these kids are fantastic. I mean, they were great baseball players, too.
But they're great people.
But they were great people, and people notice that, and that makes you really proud.
We are talking to Lee Ray, Chief of Staff at Tennessee Tech University. And Lee, you mentioned Butch Wilmore and his role as an astronaut, but then you mentioned his role as a member of the Board of Regents of the university. Talk about the new Board of Regents.
Sure. Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees.
That's okay. So for years, we all said Board of Regents. Yeah. So historically, Tennessee Tech, like the other non-University Tennessee universities, were part of the Tennessee Board of Regents, along with the community colleges and the Tennessee Colleges of Applied Technology. A couple of years ago, those schools were removed and now stand on their own as locally governing institutions, is what we call those. Those six universities, that's Memphis, Middle Tennessee, Austin Peay, East Tennessee, TSU, and Tech. So we have our own Board of Trustees. So that's 10 people, one's faculty, one's a student, the other 8 are appointed by the governor. Those people can be connected to Tennessee Tech or they may not be connected to Tennessee Tech. In our case, they were all connected to the university in one way or another. Most, I believe all but 2 were alumni. The other 2 were local people. So they are people who now run the university, kind of, sort of. They hire and fire the president and they direct him at what to do in terms of big picture, big strategic matters. They don't deal with the day-to-day, nor do they want to, the day-to-day issues that go on. They look at the big picture. They provide us guidance, particularly financial. So it's worked great, and it's gotten people involved with the university. I know there was some concern that, well, maybe there wouldn't be as much, I guess, well, I'm not sure how to phrase the concern, but the reality is there's more involvement by the board now.
There is.
They know more what goes on. They're aware of things. I mean, you know the difference.
And they have a focus.
And they care about Tennessee Tech,
university.
And they have a focus. When the previous, and the still is a Board of Regents, they had to worry about 46 institutions. That's a tough job to do. And so things slip through. Things don't get taken care of. And so this way, these people are aware of what's happening. So people who were concerned about maybe not being on top of things, it's the complete opposite, trust me. And that's one of the big parts of my job, is working with the Board of Trustees, making sure they're informed of whatever they need to know or whatever's going on. And they meet 4 times a year. They have committees. Barry Wilmore is one of those people who's on that board. And we're just appreciative to them of all they do, the support they give. They have to make tough decisions, and I appreciate that and support them and however those things need to come
out. And they drill pretty deep, but that's what you want a board to do.
They do. They have lots of questions, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of it. And, of course, all their meetings are streamed live. So you can go to the website. It's tentech.edu/Board of Trustees, or if you search on Board of Trustees, you'll find their webpage on our website.
Well, they are a talented group, and they contribute a great deal to Tennessee Tech. We've been talking to Lee Ray, and Lee, we've got another hour or two worth of things to talk about, and we'll have you back sometime
to do that. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well,
thank you so much
for being with us.
Appreciate StoneCom and their support of Tennessee Tech.
Outstanding. Lee is Chief of Staff at Tennessee Tech, and we thank you for being here.